White Fibre, a different kind of broadband. Because we care.
Take that and shine. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 7 minutes past seven, Monday. Can you believe it? 1st of July. So, how was everyone's weekend, Jamie?
It was good. Busy. Very busy. But it was enjoyable.
We're talking about what happened during Round the Island in the evening. We'll do that tomorrow because Hayley will have the results.
Okay.
Tomorrow. She's off today.
Yeah.
Or is it a tag team between you two?
What do you mean?
Who has a Monday off?
I don't choose to take Monday. I'm told
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you could always decline and say, no, I want to be here.
Well, I work six, 7 days. I'm crazy. Yeah, I'll think about it, Paul, yeah.
Morning, Georgie.
Morning.
Nice weekend.
Lovely, thank you.
What did you do?
Well, we had a lot of birthday parties, actually, that the kids went to.
Oh, hated those.
Oh,
you're such a grump, aren't
you? No, Jamie, you have no idea the pressure of a birthday party. I was never organised for the present. Normally, it was like the party started at 11. At 10:30, I'd be in Argos.
Or Tesco.
Yeah, let's go. Oh my goodness, we need to get some wrapping paper and some sellotape. The amount of rolls of sellotape I had in my car at one point.
Buying presents for who, though?
The kids.
For the kids.
For your little ones.
No, not for my children.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm sure you got Emma to do that, didn't you? Your other half, and no?
No. Okay. What we're talking about here, Jamie, is the birthday party that your children get invited to.
Oh, okay.
And as in the old days, where you used to just invite 6, maybe 7 of your close mates.
Mm.
Now you have to invite the class, don't you?
The whole class, pretty much, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, it's 30-odd kids.
I remember that. It used to be like football parties and stuff.
Oh, I never went to one of those. Sounds dull.
It did, though. It was easy.
Are you coming to my football party? No! No, I'm not!
Or like the indoor soft play things. Remember those?
Oh, do you know what?
Mm.
I have... That is kind of like a parental punishment.
It is.
On a hot day.
But doesn't that make it easier, though? You just, you know, you say, right, this is where you need to be at whatever time. They go and play. All the food's done by the staff there. Job done.
Doesn't work like that, Jamie.
No.
Doesn't work like that. People expect a lot more.
Oh.
You know, you have to decide, are you going to pay for refreshments for the families that are coming with their children?
Oh, really?
You know, like, oh, okay, well, I'll get the first round. And after
30 teas, please.
It is like that, though. There needs to be, I'm going to write a rule book. I'm going to write the parent's guide to birthday parties.
Like it.
The minimum duration you can get away with.
Yeah.
The minimum amount you can spend. And then as a guest of the party, the way to get yourself organised, because it always used to be, right, what are we doing today? Oh, we're off there. Oh, my goodness. I had my own parking space at one of the places around here.
Wow.
At one point.
You were there that much.
Parties. Well, there's also the pressure now to be plastic free as well.
What?
Yeah. Come on, Paul, get on board.
I was going to say, put on by whom?
Well, there are a few of us that just feel like,
let's
get rid of the plastic.
In the group, in the campaign group.
Get rid of the plastic tap, you know, like the party bags with all the bits of plastic.
Oh, I get that.
No one wants.
I thought you meant like the presents.
Well, even the presents as well. Like, there is a lot of plastic fantastic out there, isn't there? So, yeah, I'm trying to make presents. Not sure if the kids are as keen as I am about them.
You're making presents to give to the children.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be my worst nightmare, opening that up.
Oh. No, but the thing is, I'm not even funny.
You know Carter's kids. won't invite them next year. Rubbish present. Look at it.
Like falls apart as they open it.
4 toilet rolls and a pine cone. That is not what we were hoping for our little darling.
Seashells.
A whittled piece of wood.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know what, though? I reckon Georgia, I think she'd make good presents, to be fair.
Oh, I don't.
Do you know?
No. I think you'd lose concentration. Having known you for a little while now, I feel that it would start off with the best of intentions and then it would just kind of drift away.
What was I making again?
The top of the sculpture. A sculpture would be just beautiful. And then by the time we got towards the bottom, it would just be like a few fingerprints.
Amazing.
Oh, you know me too well.
I do.
I sense a challenge.
Oh, no, don't yes. start that again. I sense a challenge.
I do. I a think a challenge.
Yes. What,
handmade present. What?
Well, I'm not making a present.
No, no, Georgia makes us one.
Oh, okay.
And we decide which is the best.
Yes.
Oh, here we That's nice just one, me against Georgie. Me. Rubbish.
No, because
we'll have to make something too.
Well, I tell you what. You give me a budget.
Okay.
Say 100 quid.
What?
Or however much you want to give me, right? And what I'll do yeah. is I'll buy a present from Argos or one of the local shops.
Okay.
And you can make Jamie a present and we'll see who's happier with the gift at the end of it.
So I've got £100 also to spend on materials, have I?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a massive budget.
Mm-hmm.
Should we like reduce that a bit?
It's up to you.
Okay.
I mean, you know, 100,
£10.
100 quid to you is like...
I wish, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll think of a budget and we'll do that.
Okay. You make a gift for Jamie, I'll buy myself something
well,
from Argos.
It's slightly different for boys. I do think girls are easier for making stuff, I must admit. Because they play, I don't know, they play with... Well, okay. The sort of things that I... the sort of things I like to make are like...
Interesting.
I can make... bags and things.
Not plastic bags though.
No, good. No plastic
bags.
And the thing I did for the weekend was these little peg dolls. Obviously this is for like a 6-year-old. Jamie's not 6, so it's slightly different.
They sound nice though, George.
No, they don't. Good. It sounds like something you'd expect to get in wartime. not right now. I'm expecting to be really, roll out the barrel, there'll be bluebirds. When the music, when Vera Lynn stops, children, all stand very still. Don't invite Georgie to your party. I know I
should be old. Good morning, this is your wake-up call. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive by about now. Isle of Wight Radio.
16 minutes past 7, and... little bit of backlash on the present front. Apparently, I'm just a nasty person.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't give him sympathy, George. He's insulting your handmade
That's true.
Presents.
Yes.
I mean, they might be lovely. I mean, I doubt it, but they might be really nice. Have you made anything out of pipe cleaners and passed them on to somebody else yet?
No.
Is this like a Blue Peter thing? Do you remember, you know, all the sticky back plastic and all that?
Everyone who knows George's children gets Tracy Island.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And at Christmas, here you go, there's the advent... There's the advent calendar thing.
I do remember there was an awesome show where they had the whole back wall was boxes of different things, you know, googly eyes, different whatever. And the viewers had to like pick random numbers and they would then grab the box allocated to that number and they had to make something with the contents of those boxes. Do you remember that
show? Yeah, I do actually.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Paul will just
good.
Go on, just going to go on Amazon and order
well,
it.
Exactly, money bags or just order
well, no,
anything.
No, you say that. That is rubbish, right?
Absolutely.
Let's look at your car next to my car.
No.
We see the postman come in every day with your belongings that you've ordered.
No, can I just say...
Don't try and cover this up.
Doing it yourself...
Yeah.
You start off with the best intentions. It's like if you watch Blue Peter... They expect you to have the amount of yogurts I've had to eat just to get the number of cartons. There is no need for that. And as you say, you know, you've got to have the supplies, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you need some of those eyes. And then you need, you know, 4 metres of felt in multitudes of colours. By the time you've done that, you may as well have bought the glove puppet yourself.
Yeah, to be fair, a lot of, crafting, it does get really expensive with all the... And I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I've got loads of stuff. I've already got a lot of the utensils and things.
Oh,
so.
I bet you save stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But even Bella's into it now. She won't, like, throw away a wrapper. She's like, oh, I might turn that into something. I'm like, no, darling, seriously, we can throw some things away, or like, at least recycle them. She's, like, hoarding things. And I'm like, oh, no.
Look what you've started.
I know.
Anyway, 19 minutes past seven. It's Isle of Wight Radio. Maybe you should do like a little thing on our website. You know, George's Creative Crafts.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
All right.
I think we could learn a lot, you know.
How to make gifts for your children's friends.
From yoghurt pots. No, I'm kidding. I don't use yoghurt pots for gifts.
Pegs, though. Pegs are in.
They're wooden pegs. They're specifically doll-shaped, though. They're very sweet.
Oh, so you bought the pegs? Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I then you just decorate them?
Yeah, you paint them.
So couldn't you just cut out the middleman? And just
no, because
bought...
it's fun. And you can customise them. Like, I did little... For one of my... friends, I did, like, I painted the mum and the dad so they look exactly, well, not exactly like them, but they're little caricatures, and then the little boy and his brother, and he plays with them all the time, apparently.
That is lovely.
Yes, but to be
that
fair,
is lovely.
To be fair, you know, if my child got that from you and you were my friend Georgie, which I'm not saying you're not, but I like, you would say, oh, did Jeremy like the peg doll? I go, oh yeah, he plays with them all the time.
Well, in 30 years' time, when it's still on his shelf and that plastic, whatever he got, was thrown away 30 years ago, then you'll be laughing.
To be yes. fair, that plastic thing will last a lot longer than 30 years.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is your wake up call. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive, bye bye now. Isle of Wight Radio.
Such a big tune, isn't it? Blue Cantrell at Isle of Wight Radio. 7:36, July the 1st, and it is time for us to get ourselves ready for today's headline or hearsay. Today, of course, first day of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Woo. First day of Wimbledon, which means, of course, there'll be nothing other than Wimbledon and this on the TV.
Yes.
What was that?
What? This?
Oh, I sounded like...
Wow.
That is a world-class tennis player hitting a ball.
Amazing.
I know.
It's funny, some of the noises, isn't it?
Oh, well, let's... how about... have a listen. I've got a whole load.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, so... do you want to hear Federer?
Yeah.
That was a serve.
Do you want to hear this one?
What? That's probably what I'd be like.
That was actually a gibbon.
wow.
Nadal?
No way.
Yep, seriously.
Sounds like a water buffalo.
Yes. Oh. That one.
That one is actually a fox. I mean, we have added the sound of the ball being hit. It's not a fox actually playing tennis. I want to make that quite clear. Can you imagine though? Welcome to Foxy Tennis.
Wow.
Anyway, it is time to play today's headline or hearsay. Are we ready for this? Because
I was just going to say, there's a little bit of a Wimbledon theme.
Is there?
So they're a little bit shorter than normal, but I've got four.
Okay.
And they're little Wimbledon fact or fiction headline or hearsays.
Well, let's get our white tennis shorts on.
It's like this was planned.
It was almost, for the first time ever, something was slightly produced.
Right then, the first one. Wimbledon has been inhabited at least since the Iron Age. It's because a hill fort was actually built on Wimbledon Common. Is that Wimbledon headline or Wimbledon hearsay? Wimbledon has been inhabited since at least the Iron Age when a hill fort on Wimbledon Common was built. So do you think it's been around that long or not?
This all goes a bit Casio keyboard as you get on, doesn't it?
It's like the instrumental.
To be fair, there would never been any singing in this theme tune. Oh, yeah. Well, they have Henman Hill. So underneath Henman Hill, or they change it, don't they, depending on, you know, who happens to be the player at the time. What is it? Murray Mount.
Murray Mount, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. This could
They'd
be true. They
call it Paul's platform, wouldn't they? Do you think? I mean, not that it's ever going to be
Paul's,
a thing.
Yeah.
Paul's plateau.
Paul's plinth.
Paul's plinth.
Paul's pedestal.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think that that is... I don't know. What's Facebook say?
Let's have a look. Facebook is saying...
God.
Don't think anyone's saying that. Emily says headline. Let's have a look. Jason and Alana say hearsay. Bryn and Kel say headline, as does Catherine and Anne. It's so off-putting. Chad says headline. Yasmin says morning from Portsmouth. She thinks it's hearsay, and we make her Monday drive even better.
Aww, thanks, that's nice.
Elizabeth says headline, and Julia says headline.
What are we going with, Georgie?
Well, should we go with Facebook? They're mostly saying headline, aren't they?
Okay, let's go headline.
It is a headline, oh, yeah.
Well done, everyone. Oh,
fantastic. Good work.
Keeping with the Wimbledon theme, did you know that Lionel Bart's musical Oliver had its world premiere at the new Wimbledon Theatre in 1960? Or did it? Is that Wimbledon headline or Wimbledon hearsay?
No idea.
Did you play Oliver when you were a child in the school play? Or have I dreamt that?
Please, sir, can I have some more?
I'm not sure his voice was that deep.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Turn into Danny Dyer.
Yeah. Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
Oh, do you know what? The whole weekend when I was serving behind the bar, I just wanted to go, get my pub. Yeah. Anyway, headline or hearsay, what's Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Jeff says, oh, is it Monday? No, it must be Tuesday if Jamie's in. Cheers, Jeff. Lovely. Alana says hearsay, Chad says hearsay, Kel says headline, Elizabeth and Emily both say hearsay, Bryn says headline, Anne says hearsay.
What are we going with them? Hearsay.
Yeah.
We're going with hearsay, Jamie.
That one is also a Wimbledon headline.
No.
Yes.
Okay, here we go for the final decider.
In AD 803, a charter signed by King Pedro the Peaceful refers to the village...
King Pedro the Peaceful?
...as Wimbledeniung. Is that Wimbledon headline or Wimbledon hearsay?
He's giving us a nice easy one, surely.
Pedro the Peaceful.
Pedro the Peaceful.
What is it? Wimbledeniung. Wimbledeniung?
Wimbledeniung, yeah. I think that's what I've
made up.
What it says here in the sheet.
Right. Facebook says that. Well, Emily says it's hearsay. Alana says definitely a hearsay as well. Chad thinks it's a headline, and Elizabeth says hearsay today. And Pearson says that's hilarious, but it's got to be headline. Yasmin says probably a headline. Bryn says hearsay. Jill says hearsay today. So, it's time to make up our minds. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook, don't forget to like and share. What are we going with?
Hearsay.
We are going with hearsay, Jamie.
You'd be right to say hearsay. However, it was actually King Edgar the Peaceful.
Oh.
And it was Wimbledoing, and it was in 967. Yeah.
Wimbledoing. You should have gone with that.
Yeah, I know. I just thought I'd, you know... Give you guys a chance. Do you know what I mean?
Too so, kind.
What was it again?
Wimbledoing.
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 Anyway, that is it for today's headline or hearsay.
There was another one, but we won't worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Yeah. It's 7:45. Thank you to everyone watching on Facebook, playing along at home. Don't forget, if you've got a great headline or hearsay, Jamie would love you to send them to him. Thank you to people that do send them in. Send them to...
Facebook Messenger is probably the easiest
is
one.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Facebook message.
Send me one through. That'll be good.
That saves Jamie having to stay up for an extra 10 minutes in the evening putting them together.
Elizabeth thinks I should get that point. Like in tennis. It was like, you know, it was like a tie break.
A net.
Yeah. Who's a net?
Who's a net?
Oh, silly humor.
On fire this morning.
Yeah. Let's. I'll tell you what. Let's ask Nadal. Do you think Jamie should have the point or not? Not 100% sure he's keen. We like this so much, we're going to play it again. But I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. Why would somebody put that song in twice?
I don't know.
Which means we've got to find something else very quickly.
Ooh, what should we have?
I don't know. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just think life's a little bit too tough. I mean, some people are working in A&E, doing an amazing job, you know, looking after people. Other people are making sure our roads are safe. Other people are steering ships across the Solent, making sure their passengers are safe. I'm worried about playing Blue Cantrell twice. Let's just put things into perspective here, shall we? Taylor Swift, Shake It Up on Isle of Wight Radio.
Good morning, this is your wake-up call. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive right now. Isle of Wight Radio.
Ollie Mers, troublemaker at Isle of Wight Radio. It's Monday morning, 1st of July. Jamie, Georgie and I are here because, Hayley's not after her epic weekend.
Yeah.
More about that, no doubt, tomorrow.
Bless her.
Assuming she even turns up tomorrow.
She'll be so tired, won't she?
But I was thinking, so rich.
On a yacht.
She's
on a yacht in Marbella.
More on that on the show tomorrow. Right, it is time now for the game with no name. So, this is the rhyming game. Somebody came up to me while I was working behind the bar on Saturday and said to me, do you know what? Maybe you could join my daughter because they're doing rhyming at school right now. And I went, all right. How old's your daughter? She went, 4 years old.
Someone came up to me and said, Jamie, your ones are the best, by the way. Tell Paul he needs to improve and Excellent. Make them rhyme.
I didn't see your dad down there.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, who's going to start?
Georgie can start.
Georgie's going to start this morning. The game with no name. The one game that, well, no one's really talking about, but we like it.
Our island MP is showing off his favourite bike trick.
I know this one.
I'm afraid Paul was in there first, Jamie. Sorry.
Is it Bob Seeley?
Yep.
Pulling a wheelie?
Yeah.
Yay.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
I like that.
We ready for yours,
Me
Jamie?
Or you?
I don't mind. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go for it. He is the guy who delivers letters and he's painting where he lives. He's the guy who delivers letters. He's got a cat as well. And he's painting where he lives.
I don't know.
01983 822 002 if you think you know the answer to this. Courtesy of our friends at White Fibre, you could be winning yourself an Amazon voucher this morning. Give us that clue again.
So he delivers letters and he's got a cat. And he's kind of painting and doing other bits to where he lives. What could that possibly be?
I'm completely confused, but hopefully
stumped.
Yeah, let's go to the phone. Isle of Wight Radio. Hello.
Good morning.
So, who's that?
Julie,
what do you think it is?
Is it Postman Pat is decorating his flat?
Oh.
It is, Julie. Yes.
Oh,
well,
oh, there
done.
Was a pause there.
It is, you know, that's close enough for me. I'm happy. Judge's decision. Correct.
Who made you the judge?
Of each of our clues.
I think I'll be the judge of that. What are you up to today, Julie?
Dismantling furniture.
Oh, right. Having a row, then?
Yep.
Okay. It's a very posh way of putting it. Did you go to the county show yesterday?
No, because we had a netball match and a violin exam to go to.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. You don't want to get those two mixed up, do you?
No, definitely not.
Well, okay, well, we'll leave it there. Your voucher will be here courtesy of White Fibre, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Have yourself a lovely day, won't you? There you go. That is Julie winning herself a voucher. Let's hope that somebody gets this. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Best one of the morning. Famous tennis star from back in the day and now a clothing brand is having a few drinks.
Oh, God.
What is that?
I think you're talking about maybe back in the 19...
Hang on, I know this one. Can you... Hang on. Can you say it again, please?
Do you know this one without me saying it?
I think I do know it.
No, I can't. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Famous tennis star and clothing brand is having a few drinks.
I know this one.
Okay.
Fred Perry.
That's it.
Oh! Is drinking sherry.
Is not the right answer.
Fred George, Perry is getting merry?
Is the right answer. Well done,
Are you
Georgie.
Actually having me on?
What?
But can he not be drinking sherry to get merry?
Unfortunately,
let's ask
the
umpire. Let's ask the umpire. Let's ask the umpire. What do you think? No, it's a definite no, Jamie. This morning, unfortunately, well done, Georgie.
Good morning. This is your wake up call. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive right about now. Isle of Wight Radio.
And all I want to do is Isle of Wight Radio. 17 minutes past 8. Chris's been on the phone. Disagrees with the game with no name. Famous tennis star clothing brand is having a few drinks. I actually wrote down the answer because it's my clue. Jamie came up with something completely different. But Chris agrees with Jamie.
He does. Fred Perry drinking sherry. She said he's having a few drinks, so he was.
But he wasn't drinking sherry.
Yeah, but
even though it rhymes, it's not what he was drinking.
Well, I think it should.
Mm.
As does Chris.
There's a story today about the word naughty. Right.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
I don't want to get on my high horse about this, but someone is trying seriously to ban the word naughty
from nurseries.
Yeah.
What it is? Yeah. I haven't seen
is
this story, but
in Scotland, how can you ban that word?
Well, how can you ban the word naughty?
Because I guess controversial. I guess
are you agreeing with this?
Yeah, I don't know the full story, so but on the face of it, I'm veering towards let's get rid of the word naughty.
But what if someone misbehaves?
What are you?
Well. They
a misbehavior.
Do we have to label them?
Oh, here we go.
Because it gets very personal. You don't know what that child, what their intention is. And up to a certain age, kids, they can't regulate their emotions. They might, you know, it's not, they might not be doing something in order to hurt someone else. Don't get me started.
So what would you say?
You'd say that's not okay. You know, for example, it depends what they've done. If they've,
but how are you to tell them that it's not okay?
Well, yeah, because
I disagree with that. I think that's shocking,
Paul.
I think that you is can... absolutely. How dare you say that to a child that is not okay? Where you the word naughty is saying, in my opinion.
No, that's what I don't agree with. Yeah, is the kind of putting something.
What about the naughty seat? The naughty step.
Yeah, you see, that worked a treat. That worked an absolute treat at home.
Did you? Oh, right, with your kids.
You're looking at me like I'm the biggest monster.
For your kids or for you?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to know.
To be fair, my wife has put me on the naughty step a few times,
that's
I can
what
tell
I'm thinking.
You. Normally the opposite side of the front door. So what... So do you not have the naughty step at home?
No, we did have, but no, I do like them to sort of have time out if it's like, we don't call it time out, but yeah, if the...
What do you call it?
Well, I don't know.
Craft time. Do you say you're going to have to make more presents for your friends?
Get to work.
If you're not good.
Well, no, I just say, you know, let's have some calm time, you know, so I'll...
I'd love to be in your house. I bet you. Bet your house is the coolest place ever.
I bet it is. Everything's really chilled.
Yes,
all on the level.
Okay, okay, guys. Let's just have some calm time. Okay, we're having some calm time.
Quiet time.
Right, everybody. I'm going to put on some whale music. We're all going to close our eyes.
Let's breathe.
I'm going to put on the air purifier and spray some sea salt in the air, and we're just going to breathe. We're just going to breathe. Okay.
Oh, I love it. Do you know what? It sounds like paradise. I'm not going to lie. It sounds good.
Oh, Paul, you'll have to come round. You sound perfect.
I would be ideal. If you ever need me to babysit, then, you know, I'll be there. Or, of course, now Jamie is moving this week. Of course, the bungalow is open. For childcare?
Absolutely not.
When's the big moving day into the bungalow?
Next week.
You said that last week.
No, I didn't. I said next month for last week.
Oh, it's next month.
I know. So next week of this month.
Next week.
Yep.
What day?
I'm not telling you. You'll be round there. Oh, can I have a look? Can I have a nose? Can I just say, I've got the lovely neighbours. They even brought cake round last night.
Oh.
How nice is that?
No, that's how it starts, mate. That's how it starts. I know I can
wake up with you. Topping in the morning.
Six till good 10. Morning, this is your wake-up call. Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive right now. Isle of Wight Radio.
I'm going to try my very best to get into Wimbledon this year. Yeah. Not actually get into Wimbledon, but I mean, you know, to actually get into tennis.
Do you know what the sad thing about that is? Andy Murray's not playing this year in the singles. Oh. You know, he's our British best player for the last few years.
So for this Wimbledon, he's Scottish. Is that right? Yeah. Is that the way it works? Yeah.
He's playing in the doubles.
Yeah.
But not the singles.
Then he'll be British.
Oh, yeah, if he wins, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, if he wins.
He's British if he wins and Scottish if he loses, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know why sports do this. It's like cricket. It's
cricket's great.
Yes, but just have a simple counting system. You don't need to muck about with this. It's like with tennis. Who said, oh, no, let's go up in 15s?
The French, actually.
Well... But why?
There is a reason. I can't remember what it is.
No, there is no reason. It doesn't bring anything to the game, does it?
Juice. Yeah, that's one. But cricket's easy. It's only if you hit the ball over the rope, it's 6. If it hits the rope...
It's when they say 476 for 3.
Yeah, what on earth does that mean?
Not out, rain stops play. You know, basically, if you're losing, you hope it rains because then you could draw. Imagine if life was like that. imagine that.
We'd be drawing a lot.
You go for a job interview, you're looking at the weather thinking, well, hopefully it's going to rain at some point because I reckon
we're all going to get the job.
I reckon we'll all be quids in on this.
Yeah. It's not that hard. It's really not that difficult.
I need, you know, you got me the book on how to understand football,
yeah,
which I use now as a kind of Bible. That I look through.
I think it's the Haynes Manual to football, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I now need cricket, tennis, and basically every other sport that's known to man. 8:30 now. Hey, because you know
every morning... Good morning, this is your wake-up call. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Gonna be alive right now. Isle of Wight Radio.
Enrique. And Do You Know at Isle of Wight Radio. It's nearly 20 to 9.
Is he playing table tennis?
Yeah. It's called the ping pong song.
Yeah, it should
is
be.
It?
Yeah, it is. That's it. That is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Enrique, Do You Know, in brackets, the ping pong song.
Wow.
Mm. Starts off like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you were setting up a table or something over there.
Ping pong, another game. Don't really understand that either.
How can you not? Oh yeah, to be fair.
I mean, I understand what you have to do.
It's not that difficult, is it?
And I am quite in awe of those people that like stand back 9 feet.
I
to
know.
Play.
Oh, it's mad, isn't it?
I'm more of a crowd round the table. I use my body as like a big bat. do that. Whenever I play the paddle, you know, the bat thing, always the plastic's hanging off of it.
Yeah.
And the ball, the dog's got hold of it, and there's like a puncher in it. There's a
dent in there.
Anyway, it is time for the game with no name.
Or the test of time.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one. Thank you very much, Jamie. I knew there was a reason you were here this morning.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks. Now, I've printed these out somewhere again.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, not again.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Not again. Here we go, then. Let me... I think I've got them on my phone. I'm hoping so, anyway. Right, are we ready for this?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're nice and jovial and they're not serious, like, you know, testing my general knowledge.
Okay, 1903.
Okay.
The first one of these races started in France and stretched around about 1,500 miles and took 20 days to complete. But which was the first time we ever saw this race? What race was it?
Tour de France?
Oh, oui, oui, oui.
Ah.
Nice.
Thank goodness. Cool.
1908. This three-letter, not really word, but three letters, was introduced to save people's lives. But what was it?
SOS?
Yes.
Save our souls, isn't it? That stands for? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
1979. It was the first time we were able to take music on the move, unless it was a radio.
Oh.
But what was it that was released for the very first time in this year by Sony?
Oh, the Walkman.
Do you have a Walkman?
Oh, I lost it when I went travelling. I left it under my pillow in my dorm in Malaysia. I'm gutted with my mixtape and everything that I'd sat there and the radio playing, and I would press record when my favourite song come on, and then I'd press stop quick before the DJ starts talking again.
Oh, it's true. We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you and I, we lost our Walkmans, and you lost your wallet when we were backpacking in Malaysia as well.
When we did that adventure to Thailand and Australia.
Yes, we, the Virgin Islands. Yes, we did that just with £10 in our pockets.
It was a nightmare. We had to make a fire with sticks.
We
and
did.
Everything.
We did.
Yeah. Takes me back.
Oh, it was after uni, you know.
Fair play. If you can travel, do it.
Yeah, very, 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 yeah. Well done. I feel Georgie's been almost picked on today, and I don't...
Now I know how Hayley feels. I'm like...
I feel you've been through your probationary period.
Yeah, exactly. It's all being unleashed now.
He's comfortable with you now.
So, 1997.
Yes.
We returned something. But what did the UK return?
1997?
Yes, 1997. We returned this back to another country. But what was it?
Oh, God. It's probably something we
have
in
the
museum.
News. It's been in the news quite a bit recently.
I don't watch the news or read the news. I'm sorry, apart from when I'm here. Oh.
Are you meditating?
Yeah, wait a minute. I need to go and harness some
sort
energy
out your
from
chakras.
The trees. Yes.
Oh, what?
Your chakras.
Do you not? Are we not? You don't know what chakras are?
Absolutely not.
I have no idea what they are.
Yes, you do. See, Paul's a secret meditator, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. I bet he is.
I've got a special cushion and everything.
Oh, gosh, what is it? I don't know. Something. Something. I'm thinking it's something that's come from, like, Hong Kong, or maybe it is. No.
Yes, Jamie just told you that.
Well done, Georgie.
Can I just say, if you whisper, Jamie, right, if you whisper into the microphone...
Move away from the mic.
I have headphones on as well. I can hear as well as Georgie.
Sorry about that. Well done, though, Georgie.
Anyway, thanks. Well done. I'm probably not allowed to say that you did a great job, so you did an average job. It was all right, okay?
As long as I haven't been naughty.
18 minutes to 9, Topping in the Morning at Isle of Wight Radio.
Good morning, this is your wake-up call. Topping in the Morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the Morning. Gonna be alive, right about now. Isle of Wight Radio.